Chapter 134. About. He must be discharged. Apostrophe, Rokesmith is already discharged. Apostrophe, said Mr. Boffin, speaking in a muffled voice, with his hands before his face, as he rocked himself on the settle. Already discharged, is he? Apostrophe, apostrophe, returned Wegg, surprised. Oh. Then, Boffin, I believe there's nothing more at present. Apostrophe, the unlucky gentleman continuing to rock himself to and fro, and to utter an occasional moan, Mr. Venus besought him to bear up against his reverses, and to take time to accustom himself to the thought of his new position. But his taking time was exactly the thing of all others that Silas Wegg could not be induced to hear of. Yes or no, and no half measures. Apostrophe, apostrophe was the motto which that obdurate person many times repeated, shaking his fist at Mr. Boffin, and pegging his motto into the floor with his wooden leg, in a threatening and alarming manner. At length, Mr. Boffin entreated to be allowed a quarter of an hour's grace, and a cooling walk of that duration in the yard. With some difficulty Mr. Wegg granted this great favor, but only on condition that he accompanied Mr. Boffin in his walk, as not knowing what he might fraudulently unearth if he were left to himself. A more absurd sight than Mr. Boffin in his mental irritation trotting very nimbly, and Mr. Wegg hopping after him with great exertion, eager to watch the slightest turn of an eyelash, lest it should indicate a spot rich with some secret, assuredly had never been seen in the shadow of the mounds. Mr. Wegg was much distressed when the quarter of an hour expired, and came hopping in, a very bad second. I can't help myself. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mr. Boffin, flouncing on the settle in a forlorn manner, with his hands deep in his pockets, as if his pockets had sunk. What's the good of my pretending to stand out, when I can't help myself? I must give in to the terms. But I should like to see the document. Apostrophe, Wegg, who was all for clinching the nail he had so strongly driven home, announced that Boffin should see it without an hour's delay. Taking him into custody for that purpose, or overshadowing him, as if he really were his evil genius in visible form, Mr. Wegg clapped Mr. Boffin's hat upon the back of his head, and walked him out by the arm, asserting a proprietorship over his soul and body that was at once more grim and more ridiculous than anything in Mr. Venus's rare collection. That light-haired gentleman followed close upon their heels, at least backing up Mr. Boffin in a literal sense, if he had not had recent opportunities of doing so spiritually, while Mr. Boffin, trotting on as hard as he could trot, involved Silas Wegg in frequent collisions with the public, much as a preoccupied blind man's dog may be seen to involve his master. Thus they reached Mr. Venus's establishment, somewhat heated by the nature of their progress thither. Mr. Wegg, especially, was in a flaming glow, and stood in the little shop, panting and mopping his head with his pocket handkerchief, speechless for several minutes. Meanwhile, Mr. Venus, who had left the dueling frogs to fight it out in his absence by candlelight for the public delectation, put the shutters up. When all was snug, and the shop door fastened, he said to the perspiring Silas, I suppose, Mr. Wegg, we may now produce the paper? Apostrophe, apostrophe, hold on a minute, sir, apostrophe, replied that discreet character, hold on a minute. Will you obligingly shove that box which you mentioned on a former occasion as containing miscellanies towards me in the midst of the shop here? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Venus did as he was asked. Very good, apostrophe, said Silas, looking about. A wry good. Will you hand me that chair, sir, to put a top of it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Venus handed him the chair. Now, Boffin, apostrophe, said Wegg, mount up here and take your seat, will you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Boffin, as if he were about to have his portrait painted, or to be electrified, or to be made a Freemason, or to be placed at any other solitary disadvantage, ascended the rostrum prepared for him. Now, Mr. Venus, apostrophe said Silas, taking off his coat, when I catches our friend here around the arms and body, and pins him tight to the back of the chair, you may show him what he wants to see. If he'll open it, and hold it well up in one hand, sir, and a candle in the other, he can read it charming. Apostrophe, Mr. Boffin seemed rather inclined to object to these precautionary arrangements, but, being immediately embraced by Wegg, resigned himself. Venus then produced the document, and Mr. Boffin slowly spelt it out aloud. So very slowly, that Wegg, who was holding him in the chair with the grip of a wrestler, became again exceedingly the worse for his exertions. Say when you've put it safe back, Mr. Venus, apostrophe he uttered with difficulty, for the strain of this is tremendous. Apostrophe, at length the document was restored to its place, and Wegg, whose uncomfortable attitude had been that of a very persevering man unsuccessfully attempting to stand upon his head, took a seat to recover himself. Mr. Boffin, for his part, made no attempt to come down, but remained aloft disconsolate. Well, Boffin, apostrophe said Wegg, as soon as he was in a condition to speak. Now you know. Apostrophe, yes, Wegg, apostrophe said Mr. Boffin, meekly. Now, I know. Apostrophe, you have no doubts about it, Boffin. Apostrophe, no, Wegg. No, Wegg. None, apostrophe was the slow and sad reply. Then, take care, you, apostrophe said Wegg, that you stick to your conditions. Mr. Venus, if on this auspicious occasion, you should happen to have a drop of anything not quite so mild as tea in the house, I think I'd take the friendly liberty of asking you for a specimen of it. Apostrophe, Mr. Venus, reminded of the duties of hospitality, produced some rum. In answer to the inquiry, will you mix it, Mr. Wegg? Apostrophe, that gentleman pleasantly rejoined, I think not, sir. On so auspicious an occasion, I prefer to take it in the form of a gum tickler. Apostrophe, Mr. Boffin, declining rum, being still elevated on his pedestal, was in a convenient position to be addressed. Wegg, having eyed him with an impudent air at leisure, addressed him, therefore, while refreshing himself with his dram. Boffin, apostrophe, yes, Wegg, apostrophe, he answered, coming out of a fit of abstraction, with a sigh. I haven't mentioned one thing, because it's a detail, that comes of course. You must be followed up, you know. You must be kept under inspection. Apostrophe, I don't quite understand, apostrophe said Mr. Boffin. Don't you? Apostrophe sneered Wegg. Where's your wits, Boffin? Till the mounts is down and this business completed, you're accountable for all the property, recollect. Consider yourself accountable to me. Mr. Venus here being too milk and watery with you, I am the boy for you. Apostrophe, I've been a-thinking, apostrophe said Mr. Boffin, in a tone of despondency, that I must keep the knowledge from my old lady. Apostrophe, the knowledge of the division, do you mean? Apostrophe inquired Wegg, helping himself to a third gum tickler for he had already taken a second. Yes. If she was to die first of us two, she might then think all her life, poor thing, that I had got the rest of the fortune still, and was saving it. Apostrophe, I suspect, Boffin, apostrophe returned Wegg, shaking his head sagaciously, and bestowing a wooden wink upon him, that you found out some account of some old chap, supposed to be a miser, who got himself the credit of having much more money than he had. However, I don't mind. Apostrophe, don't you see, Wegg? Apostrophe, Mr. Boffin feelingly represented to him. Don't you see? My old lady has got so used to the property. It would be such a hard surprise. Apostrophe, I don't see it at all, apostrophe blustered Wegg. You'll have as much as I shall. And who are you? Apostrophe, but then, again, apostrophe Mr. Boffin gently represented. My old lady has very upright principles. apostrophe, who's your old lady, apostrophe returned Wegg, to set herself up for having uprighter principles than mine? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mr. Boffin seemed a little less patient at this point than at any other of the negotiations. But he commanded himself, and said tamely enough, I think it must be kept from my old lady, Wegg. Apostrophe, well, apostrophe, said Wegg, contemptuously, though, perhaps, perceiving some hint of danger otherwise, keep it from your old lady. I ain't going to tell her. I can have you under close inspection without that. I'm as good a man as you, and better. Ask me to dinner. Give me the run of your house. I was good enough for you and your old lady once, when I helped you out with your wheel and hammers. Was there no Miss Elizabeth, Master George, Aunt Jane, and Uncle Parker, before you two? Apostrophe, apostrophe, gently, Mr. Wegg, gently, apostrophe, Venus urged. Milk and water early you mean, sir, apostrophe, he returned, with some little thickness of speech, in consequence of the gum ticklers having tickled it. I've got him under inspection, and I'll inspect him. Along the line the signal ran England expects as this present man will keep Boffin to his duty. Boffin, I'll see you home. Apostrophe, Mr. Boffin descended with an air of resignation, and gave himself up, after taking friendly leave of Mr. Venus. Once more, inspector and inspected went through the streets together, and so arrived at Mr. Boffin's door. But even there, when Mr. Boffin had given his keeper good night, and had let himself in with his key, and had softly closed the door, even there and then, the all-powerful Silas must needs claim another assertion of his newly asserted power. Boffin! Apostrophe, apostrophe, he called through the keyhole. Yes, Wegg, apostrophe, was the reply through the same channel. Come out. Show yourself again. Let's have another look at you. Apostrophe, Mr. Boffin, ah, how fallen from the high estate of his honest simplicity. Opened the door and obeyed. Go in. You may get to bed now, apostrophe, said Wegg, with a grin. The door was hardly closed, when he again called through the keyhole. Boffin. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, Wegg. Apostrophe, this time Silas made no reply, but labored with a will at turning an imaginary grindstone outside the keyhole, while Mr. Boffin stooped at it within. He then laughed silently, and stumped home. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.